Dinks! Welcome to Dentists in the Know. This is your backstage pass for current trends, politics, and education in the dental world. I'm Dr. Jeff Horowitz. With me is Dr. Jennifer Bell, you know her as JB, and Dr. Chad Duplantis. We are all practicing dentists, we are all educators, and we are all business owners. Our job is to bring all of you in the know. It's a great night for the Dinks. We have a fabulous guest tonight. I am so excited about this. Maybe I'll get to use a little more French. I don't know. He can actually attack me when I butcher the language. But anyway, I wanted to tell you all, welcome to Hump Day Happy Hour with Dentists in the Know. This is your backstage pass for current trends, politics, and education in the dental world. It is live. And unfortunately, tonight has to be over a hot toddy, a little under the weather with a cold, but we're going to get through it. We're going to power through here. And as you know, I'm with some of my best friends in the entire world in this little venture we call Dentists in the Know. And they are Dr. Chad Duplantis and Dr. Jennifer Bell. We are all practicing dentists. We are all business owners. And we are all educators, and our job is to bring all of you in the know. So welcome, Chad. You didn't bring Jennifer up. Is she not allowed? Is she on double secret probation?
I think we should just make her beg to come up. I don't think she wants to.
Don't make me beg. And don't make me dance. And don't make me sing.
Hey, I won't dance. Don't ask me.
Yeah, there she is.
How you doing, guys?
Hi, friends.
Well, who would like to introduce our guest for us? Because he's been waiting so patiently down there.
I would be happy to.
Let's do it.
Dr. Poirier, or Dr. Fred, hails from Canada. He'll be joining us tonight from Montreal. He obtained his DMD back in 1996. He's practiced for over 20 years, working a lot in the area of orthodontics, and recently completing becoming a top 1% provider within the Align platform for Invisalign cases. So tonight we're hoping to talk quite a bit about his journey in clear aligner therapy and some of the latest technology and advances that he's seen that keeps him very excited about performing orthodontics as a GP in his practice. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you guys for having me. It's a pleasure.
Yep,
it's an honor being here. Punch again, Jeff. So there's a lot of connection here.
Chad always
French.
Has to wee-wee.
Chad has a background of French-Canadian, right? Some French-Canadian genes running on in Chad's blood. So can I repeat what I told you before the show began?
Please.
I told you this is the reason why you look so good. That's what
I said. Hey. I'll take it as many times as you want to say it. I'm good, man. Yeah. I appreciate it. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Honestly, thank you so much for having me. It's a great pleasure. And I don't want to brag or anything. I don't like these stuff, but just want to correct you, Jeff. I did more than 4,000 cases. So at the last summit, I received an award for my 4,000 landmark. So, I mean, kind of a big thing. So I just wanted to,
That's pretty fantastic. That's great.
Pretty great.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's really, thank really great. Much. So how long have you been doing it for?
Yeah, so I've graduated you said, Jennifer, I graduated in 1996. And yes, I was 12 years old, if you are all wondering. And at that time I started a practice from scratch. And Jeff, I assume that you're old enough to remember the 90s in dentistry. That was not such a great time to open a practice or anything like that. It was pretty gloom. And so I had everything you need for a dental office, right? I had the chair, I had the Panorex, I had the drills, but I was missing one important thing. It was patience. So I decided to at that point to try to keep every patient that was coming in my office inside the office, not trying to refer them out. And orthodontics was kind of a big thing because where I practice for the past 27 years. It is a small town. I mean, we're 30 minutes from downtown Montreal. It's a suburb, like 20,000 people living there. So a lot of young family with young children and all that. So treating orthodontics was kind of a logical thing for me. So I learned with the hard way with brackets and wires. And I have to say, it's super difficult for a general dentist to incorporate that in their normal workflow. But then in 2003, I was exposed to a ClinCheck from Invisalign, a ClinCheck treatment plan, and I was absolutely flabbergasted. I thought that's the thing, because for a general dentist, it makes so much more sense. You can delegate that super easily, even if the person you're delegating gets pregnant or decided to leave for another office or even leave town, you can easily transfer the knowledge to someone else. I've been pretty blessed because I'm working with the same teams of hygienists for more than 20 years now. So that's a blessing, but still it's something that you have to keep in mind. You never know when someone's going to leave the office. So this is how I started to be interested in that, but very, very fast, I understood that it was more than the delegation. It was the service rendered, the attraction for the patient. So I started a couple of cases the first year, and then it grew up to a point where we're treating almost 300 cases a year now on a regular basis. And I'm still working full time doing the rest of dentistry. So I think it's so great for general dentists because now. This is all delegated stuff, apart from IPR for me and treatment planning. The rest is going to be delegated, so you still can do the dentistry you love in your operatory room, and you don't. I mean, this is happening, jacking your revenue in hygiene or with assistants that are certified. So that for me, that changed my practice and my life completely.
Hey, Jeff. Apparently, it's come to our attention that you and I suck at the news.
Yeah, Chad, I've actually kind of known that for a while, and that's why what we've had to do is give people more of what they really deserve, which is more JB. So we actually have a segment now called News on the Go with Dennis in the Know. In fact, I like the idea of JB's News on the Go with Dennis in the Know. So stay tuned for that. It's its own podcast. I'm really excited about it. And guess what? There's no Chad and Jeff.
I get everything that you're saying. And I guess one of the questions for people who are maybe starting their venture in Invisalign is, it's a twofold question. One is do you ever refer anything out to the orthodontist? And the second question is how do you decide which cases you're going to take on?
Yeah, that's an amazing question, Chad. And you know, technically, I would say I would not compare myself as a usual general dentist, just because I've started, like I said, I've started with brackets and wires and my background is completely different. But I think for it to be optimal in a good general dental office, you need to, case selection is so crucial. You need to find the right cases for you, for your level of comfort, for your level of knowledge as well. So I would say definitely you need to refer the cases that are outside that box. Me personally, I refer very few patients, but that's a personal choice. It's like someone it's orthodontics is so part. It's so much part of our DNA, DNA's office, that we learn to do the more complicated stuff. But does it make sense? I mean, financially and if you just think about it, no, it doesn't make sense. It's just kind of pride, right? You see a hard case, you're thinking, oh, I can do that, right? And when you started the case, you're thinking, why did I start that already now? So, but for the general, I think for the average general dentist, I mean, there's a very... There's more than enough potential, what I call green case. When I lecture with doctors, I like to talk about the green, the yellow, and the red cases. And I think there's much more than enough of the green cases for it to make it profitable. And if you want to are a little bit more interested, you can tap into the yellow zone as well. But there's no need to go to the red zone unless you're very passionate about it.
And for those starting out, I personally think that Align has a great set of guidelines for the cases that, you know, the GP should and should not treat. And that's been a real landmark for me when I'm presenting Invisalign to a group of people, is like, hey, this is your comfort zone, this is your stretch zone, and this is your danger zone. And, you know, you really need to start out in your comfort zone, which Align has very well defined. And they even have it divided, not necessarily named in those categories, but they have it in those three categories. So I think, you know, I think we all kind of start there. It's just through education and experience that we expand into that stretch zone.
Yeah. And they also, I mean, Align, I've been working with them for 20 years now, first as a customer and now as a customer and also a speaker, but they always try to improve and make it as seamless and easy as possible for us. And they have come up with an app, I mean, the Invisalign practice app, that allows you to, just with a few pictures of the case, decide is this an easier case or is this a more challenging case. So in a matter of 2 or 3 minutes, you can have this assessment that can be done by the hygienist prior to you coming seeing the patient. So it doesn't mean that you're not going to talk about the consequences of not treating the malocclusions for this patient if it's a more difficult case, but it means that right off the bat, you know that it's not necessarily a good case for you, that you may need to refer the patient, or the other way around. That should be an easy case.
So I think, right? You touched on a really interesting point, which is, especially in restorative dentistry. So my journey was actually very similar to yours, in that I moved to a small area in South Carolina. We only had one orthodontist in the county. Everyone else has heard this story too many times for me to repeat it again. But that was one of the first things that I went off and did, was learn orthodontics very early in my career. And what I guess I didn't realize at the time is how much impact it would have on the restorative care that I would provide, being able to put the teeth where I wanted them when I was going to do a cosmetic case, or, you know, or even correcting a misalignment to facilitate, you know, crown and bridge work, whatever. And I think that that's something that Align does very well. Maybe you can touch on this, is how it can kind of tie in with restorative dentistry. And they're doing that a lot with their platform now. Maybe you could touch on that a little bit.
Yes. So that's, you're so right. And I think that Align was very good at learning what they can do for GPs, right? Because at first, that product was designed for a specialist, right? For orthodontist. And we were allowed to use it as GPs, but we were not really the target for them. But in the past years, the company has understood the value of giving general dentists tools to make their life easier. And recently, I mean, I was so excited with the Smile Architect feature that is a new feature included in the ClinCheck software that allows you to move the teeth and place virtual restorations over the teeth prior to accepting your case, making it making your restoration as predictable as possible, and making you the most conservative dentist that is possible. And Jeff, I have to agree with you that because you're doing orthodontics, you're gonna do so much more restorative, mm-hmm. right? And because you're doing restorative, if you're able to present the consequences of malocclusion the right way to your patients, then you're also gonna do orthodontics. So this is something that is feeding itself. It's like a never-ending circle, and it had the most impact on my practice. I mean, I'm doing Cerec, I'm restoring implants, I'm doing veneers and stuff like that. But there's not a single procedure in my office that generated so much interest from the patients and also so much revenue. I mean, I told you already that we're in a small town, 20,000 people, right? And there's four dental offices in this town. And I started with zero patient. We're the newest office in town. So when I arrived 27 years ago, the three other offices were already there. So we started with zero patients. And the last time we checked, we had 10,000 active patients, meaning that the three other offices are sharing the other half. And I don't think it's because I'm an incredible dentist. I mean, obviously I'm French Canadian and I'm a male, so I'm average, but I mean, it's because...
And you know, you're good looking, damn it.
I mean, he is good looking.
I used to, Chad. More back in the days. But because we started that journey explaining to patients the importance of treating their mild occlusion, and we were able to treat that using a technique that was so much more agreeable for patient, much more pleasant and fun for the patient. It created that effect where now everybody was referring a friend, a neighbor, a coworker, right? So that changed. To be honest, that changed my life, right?
So,
like nothing else.
For me, I was a Invisalign Lite user, not the product Lite, but like, you know, the number of cases I did a year were definitely in the silver to bronze range. And I use it for, you know.
Shit, I haven't even gotten there.
I might still be there. Anyway, because I use it, to your point, I'm very specific about the cases I want to accept. And I live in an area where the joke is if you fell out of an airplane, you would land on the roof of an orthodontist. Like there are that many of them in our community. So you know, we're all sort of vying for the same patient population. That being said, I will say for me, the big game changer, the thing that sort of tipped it for us in our practice was when we brought the iTero on and actually being able to do the digital scanning. Before that, taking full arch PVS impressions, I think not only it had to be the right case, I had to just feel really dumb that day to want to take a full arch PVS that I thought would get accepted by Invisalign. People had to beg me to do their Invisalign at that time because I hated taking those impressions so much. Anyway, but once the iTero came on, it was at least not a big deal to capture the data. Then I could choose whether or not I wanted to take the case, but actually getting the data, processing it, looking at the patient holistically, decide if this was a case I wanted to treat or not was a much easier uptake. How have you seen scanning in your practice take hold? What are other opportunities? I think I definitely didn't appreciate the time when we brought the iTero on. It solved two main points for me. That was Invisalign impressions and a restorative scan that we wanted to send out to labs, but I had no idea the other things I was going to be opening up for myself.
That's interesting, Jennifer, because the scanner, the iTero scanner for a long time. I mean, it took me a long time before I got my first scanner. And the first iTero scanner I bought was the old one, like the big one who looks like almost an organ where you can play on, right?
Tapping it with your foot.
Yeah, exactly, with the foot. And it would take like 15 minutes to take an impression. And at that time, that scanner was only to replace the physical impression and generating a virtual impression. That was it. And then when the Element One came in, we bought an Element One, and it was such a revolution, right? And now we were super glad with our new toy, because now it was in less than 2 minutes, we were able to scan patients, making sure that the impressions were right, that there was nothing missing, and we didn't have to have the patient come back. I mean, that was great. And I did that for a very long time. And I remember that, but that was the only thing. I was using the scanner for taking impressions for Invisalign, and I was using the scanner also for taking restorative impressions, because fun fact is a lot of people think of iTero as the Invisalign scanner, right? But it was, at first, it was mm-hmm. a restorative scanner.
It was the first restorative scanner.
Exactly. So, but a lot of people are assuming that, oh, that's only for Invisalign, but that's completely a mistake. So Invisalign saw the potential of the iTero scanner and decided to buy the company and make it their scanner. But it's so much more than just taking an impression, right? So that's taking impression is the easiest or the most simplest feature of the iTero. But we did that for a long time, and we were super happy with our results. And we thought, I mean, we know it all, and that's what we're doing. And that's one of the beauty of being part of the Invisalign faculty, is that you meet other people that are advanced and they're doing a lot of stuff. And then you're talking to people and they're doing it differently. And talking with other doctors, we got a conversation. People were saying, no, we're using it on all of our new patients, all of our existing patients as well, to look at their dentition, look at the gum tissue, look at the occlusion of these patients, and making a diagnostic for them, and then being able to start a discussion. And when I started doing this, we've seen every aspect of dentistry change in our office. Not only the, of course, it was it had a huge impact on our Invisalign case start, but it also changed. It increased our number of acceptance for implants, for veneers, for gum grafting. I don't do any surgery in the office. We're five. So I started as a solo dentist. Now we're a five practitioner in my office, but I don't do any surgery. I'm the only man, and I'm the only one who doesn't like it when it bleeds. So I don't like that. I don't like the blood. So I happily send these patients to my fellow dentist. And Mary Renee, she's like the queen of gum grafting. And she loves me so much because of the way I use the iTero to explain patients about gum receding and what's happening in their mouth and the reason why they need to get that fixed. So as soon as you understand the value of this, the iTero scanner as a diagnostic tool instead of just scanning teeth, now it changes your practice. And Jennifer, in the intro, you talked about how difficult it is sometimes to communicate with patients and get them understand. And I think it's we all can relate. That's the most frustrating part of our job, right? You're telling someone you need to do this because you're going to lose your teeth, and people are like, yeah, whatever. They understand what they want to understand, but seeing is believing, I think. And if you can show the change over time, with the time lapse feature that's present on the iTero scanner, where you can show patients the difference between two scans and see what if the teeth have shifted, if the teeth have worn out, if the gums have receded more. So, I mean, I think it's so powerful because now you don't need to argue anymore. All you have to do is show. Right. And then people cannot argue. How many times have you seen a patient saying, oh, I'm not a Bruxer? Yeah. Yeah, your teeth are that small. I mean, come on. No, I don't Brux. Okay. Now you don't have to argue with them. You just need to scan them and look at this a year from now. And if there's no change, there's no change. But if there's change, now there's no more discussion about them not being Bruxers.
So, right? You know, when we use it as
go ahead, Jeff.
Sorry, Jeff. When we use it as a diagnostic tool, I still find myself doing this, you know, your teeth set like this and, you know, your mouth opens like this. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, wait a second. Let me show you on this screen. And I still like, I find myself using my hands less and less, but like twice yesterday, three times today, you just relate to the scan. And when it's there, it's such a powerful diagnostic tool that, you know, the other features are just gravy because those are things that are going to benefit you in the long term. But that scan right there, right then, is so very powerful.
Hey, Dinks podcast listeners. After the show, be sure and rate and review your favorite Dink. I mean, rate and review Dinks as one of your favorite podcasts.
I heard that.
We'd love to hear what you have to say. Thanks for listening in. See you next time.
So I'll agree with you, Chad. That's actually a perfect lead-in to what I was going to ask about, because where I really like to show this is especially for adolescents and growing and developing children. And when they're not hitting those marks in arch form and in occlusion, you know, we can catch that at a much earlier age. And Align offers products now that we can really intercept way earlier than we would traditionally in the orthodontic world. So Chris Robinson, one of our great supporters, one of our great dinks, actually asked a question to this point. And he said, orthodontics for adolescents is an awesome opportunity. It allows for control and direction of growth. How do you handle a 12-year-old that is retronathic with obvious airway issues so they don't end up being one of Jeff's patients later in life with an airway issue? So I think that's a great lead in to, you know, some of the other things that Invisalign can accomplish.
Yes. So this is a great, thank you for the question, Jeff. I think a lot of times when I speak and I had the opportunity to give a course with, Dr. Stefan Reinhardt from the Clear Institute about treating kids and teenagers. And when I speak about this topic to general dentists, I told them, if you're treating teenagers, You'll be surprised how you can change their not only their dentition, but their face and the way they look and the way they will spend the rest of their life and the way their oral health will be for the rest of their lives. And treating growing patient, if you know how to do it, right? If you have the proper background and if you know what you're doing, in certain extent, it's much easier than treating adults because you'll see, I could show you crazy cases where you're thinking 100% debite, 7 millimeters of crowding upper and lower, or 8 millimeters of crowding, and you're thinking there's no way you're going to finish that. And we finished that class one, 10%, 20% overbite, alignment is perfect, keeping all the teeth. It would be very difficult to do the same type of treatment in less than a year with an adult, or even if you had 2 years to treat the case, it would be very difficult. So I think the giveaway on this is if you have a kid that needs to grow in a certain direction, if you don't know how to do this, send him to an orthodontist that will take care of it. But if you're comfortable doing it, I mean, Align has so many features now. You can use the mandibular advancement feature that for so long I was using twin blocks like myofunctional appliances that were bulky, difficult for the patient to wear. And because it was so difficult, the compliance was so difficult, we were not able to use this, or at least I was not good enough to use it during the maximum growth spur that was at 12 or 13, because at this time, teenagers were telling me, no way I'm wearing your bulky stuff. So I had to do it younger when it was not optimal, but it was better than nothing. But now with Align Mandibular Advancement, all of a sudden it makes it easier because it's not harder for a teenager to wear Invisalign with a mandibular advancement than to wear Invisalign without it. So it gives us so many more options. You can still use the class two elastics. I mean, there's a lot of options that are present for that type of patients. So, but you just need to make sure that you don't miss that guy, right? That you don't see, you don't think, the patient hasn't said anything, so I'm not gonna have this discussion with them. And to me, one of the most destructive bite is a severe deep bite. So if you have 100% deep bite, on the long term, it's super destructive. And I've noticed that the beauty shot for us is to show the lingual aspect of the deep bite. So when you're showing the deep bite from the frontal view, people are like, okay, I've always been like that. But when you flip that around with your scan and you're showing the palatal side, and you tell them, you see you're biting on your palate, people are like, oh my God. And sometimes they overreact, like more than I would. They're like, oh, that's probably not the right thing, right? So I'm like, no, that's not good. That's not good. So we need to fix this. So make sure that you nudge the parent in the right direction to seek the proper orthodontic care. If you can deliver it yourself, go ahead. If you can't, make sure that they go and find someone to treat them. And Jennifer, if I can refer to what you said, having a lot of orthodontists in your area, I completely understand this, but you know, it may come as a shock to some of us, but people hate going to the dentist, right? But you know what they hate more?
Yeah.
Going to another.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So if you can deliver the service yourself and you're comfortable and you have time and this is what you're interested in, I mean, your patients will much greatly prefer staying with you than going to see the specialist.
Absolutely. Well, and like it's already been discussed, especially for the older patients where it's going to have any restorative combinatory treatment plan, it's so much easier to keep it in your office to control all of those movements instead of the ping pong back and forth between, well, do I have enough space? Do I not have enough space? Could you measure it with your perio probe and just let me know if you want me to move a little bit more here and there? Those are really exhausting cases and terrible sucks on your chair time, frankly. And I wanted to mention, because we hadn't talked much about it, but Align did announce back in September that they have a 3D printed palatal expander program that's going to be coming out pretty soon. And I think will be available to most practitioners. That's going to be huge. Yeah. The product is really pretty amazing. And the ability for practitioners, GPs, and orthodontists to be able to do palatal expansion in an incredibly predictable and rapid way is going to be a very, again, another great advantage to being able to be in both in the Align platform, but also just using clear aligner therapies in your practice for sure.
Yeah, I don't want to brag about this, Jennifer, but it's going to be available in Canada first.
I didn't know if you were going to mention that because
I have a theory about this. I have a theory. The theory is if Canadian dies using a product, doesn't matter. So, but when you guys going to get it, it's going to be perfect.
We're so used to being last.
You know, has anybody noticed that he said a few times, I don't want to brag about this, but
yeah,
I don't want to brag about this, but
yeah, but
I will.
Yeah,
I will. Anyway.
Yeah.
I think his name is Frederic Braguier.
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly.
We had another question come in, so I'll throw this at you, and this just is, you know, to talk further about some of the auxiliary products that Invisalign has to really make the job a little bit easier. But how are you handling compliance with teenagers for Invisalign?
Great question.
That's a question I get a lot. And honestly, Jeff, teenagers are my best patients. So out of my 4,000 patients, I probably have treated, half of them are probably teenagers and kids. And they're much better than adults in general. And the teeth are moving so much easier with teenagers that compliance, I mean, you get your share of kids that are not doing it, right? Of course, it's not magical, but it's much more little than what you would expect. And the secret is to get a connection. When I get a teenager on my chair for a consultation, I never speak to the parent, never talk to the parent. I talk to the kid because he or she is the person who's going to do the treatment, right? So it's like their decision. And if they don't do it, they're bad. Right? So they're lost. I'm not looking at the mom. I'm not looking at the dad. I'm speaking with the kid and I'm trying to make that connection where it's between them and me, mm-hmm. not between the parents and me. And that work, honestly,
you would agree with me that that we get way fewer complaints from the children and adolescents than we do from the adults. I mean,
100%. Yeah. 100%. The challenge, I think, is not compliance with patients in general. I mean, you'll find your patients where compliance is an issue, of course. But I think the problem is more, how do you get patients to really understand what's happening and the need for a treatment, right? That's and for ortho, but for every other aspect of dentistry, we're not orthodontists, we're general dentists, right? And I know so many doctors who own a scanner, an iTero scanner, and it collects dust in the corner. Like they're only using it when they're taking an impression for a case, for an Invisalign case, but they don't use it on a daily basis on all patients. And that's, I think, the struggle for a lot of offices out there where they don't use their investment to its full value. And I was so excited because a lot of times I'm talking with doctors. Yeah, I bought a scanner and my hygienists are not scanning or they don't have enough time. And right. We're not really using it. So that's more the challenge. But Align came up with a solution that's right now available right now in November, which is called the Oral Health Suite. Taking the interface of the scanner, instead of being you take a scanner and you don't really know what to do with it, now you're going to have this very nice interface where you're seeing every problems that are going to be covered with your scan. So it's written in lay people words, so your patient will understand what you're looking at. So it's going to be bite, gum health, tooth health, and then when you click on Explorer, then the hygienist can really go from one aspect to the other and seeing, like clicking on gum health. I mean, when you click on gum health, now you're going to see a very high definition image of your teeth, of the gum. And then you can take your magnifier, go over it and see the real intraoral images that have been generated with that scan. And then you can explain to the patient, oh, you see, you have inflammation, you have bleeding, you have recession. So that, and now you click on tooth health and now you can see the NIRI images that will show if there's any decalcification between the teeth. And now is there anything that's going on, teeth that are broken. So instead of being displayed in a way, the old-fashioned way that was displayed in relation with the tools like a time lapse, an occlusogram, a bite. Now it's going to be displayed in terms of oral problems, oral health problems. So now I think for the hygienists that are using it, it's going to be much more understandable for them. So it's going to be clearer. Why are they using this? Because the reason why I think our team members have problem scanning is they don't see the value. Right? So if they don't see the value, they think, oh, I don't. I mean, the patient's not going to be do Invisalign, so I'm not going to scan. No, it's we need this information to be able to follow if there's any changes and explain to the patient what's happening in his mouth in real time. And with this new addition, I think the scanner is it's one of the first time with the Smile Architect that Align is really creating someone that is targeted directly mm-hmm. to general dentists. I mean, this is not a tool for orthodontists. This is really a tool for the general dentist. And in our office, we used it, like I said, we use that on every patient, a new patient, existing patient, and that changes absolutely the way we can communicate with them, right? Because now they understand where they're looking at and what they're seeing. So that's more the challenge than the compliance.
And I think that one of the benefits of, you know, going back to compliance, one of the benefits of the Invisalign system versus traditional brackets is if there's an interproximal lesion throughout the process, you know, that's one less thing that you have to worry about is coordinating with the orthodontist to remove, you know, the arch wire, when are you going to put it back on and all that stuff, you know, and you're also in complete control afterwards with the distribution of retainers throughout the restorative process. So
exactly. Yeah. And so many patients, I mean, there's such an immense difference between a straight teeth and beautiful smile, right? So a lot of times people are confused between the two. It's like, oh, my teeth are straight, mean that I'm going to have a beautiful smile. Not necessarily. If your teeth are yellow and they're broken, right? I mean, it's not going to be a beautiful smile. So as GPs, we have the complete solution for them. We can put the teeth in the right position, and then we can improve the color and change the shape of the teeth, the shape of the gums if needed. I mean, we have everything in our toolbox to finish that case beautifully. And I think people are really excited by this. That's why we got so many patients, so many new patients, even for general dentistry, because your patients look great. So when someone says, hey, you have beautiful teeth, yeah, go see my dentist, right?
So with that being said, here we are. You're talking about this wonderful practice that you've built based upon Invisalign and iTero. If I'm a GP that's looking to get into this or looking to improve my confidence with this, where do I start?
I think the problem is if you don't really have a scanner already, you really need to look into buying one. I don't get any money from this, right? I should not, actually. I think I'm pretty good at talking about this, but you don't. I don't.
So we can arrange that.
Yeah, let's arrange a meeting. But the thing is,
nothing of nothing.
as a general, exactly. So as a general dentist, I think we're buying so many stuff, right? So many things that we bought that were supposed to be great that we didn't use that much, right? We used once or twice, and then we never used again. The iTero scanner is not that thing. It's the thing we're using every day on every patient, and we have four iTeros in our office, and we're looking to buy a fifth one. So it's like something that, and I pay for it full price. So it's not because I get a deal or they're giving it to me. So it's because I think this is, without it, I cannot practice the level of dentistry I'm using right now. So if you don't have a scanner, start with one. Buy the right scanner, not something. It's not about taking the impressions. All the scanners out there are good at taking impressions, I mean, or good enough. It's not about the quality of the impression. It's about what added value will you have? Which diagnostic tool will you have with that scanner? Will it increase your ability to communicate with your patients for the need of other dentistry, right? Or every type of dentistry you're providing in your office. So you should really look into meeting with the people at iTero and have a demo. That would be my first thing to see, because now we're talking about it, but it's not the same as seeing it, right? And if you're in the market and you're buying one, you're going to have a lot of support. They're expert in doing that. They have a team dedicated to you buying a scanner. They're coming to your office. They're teaching you. They're training you. So everybody needs to how to use the machine, which is pretty, like I said, pretty easy. If a French Canadian male can use it, anybody can use it. So it's super easy. But more importantly, make sure that you teach your team the value of it. Why are we doing this? Otherwise, you're just buying a machine that won't be used. But if you do use it and you do your get your team to understand the value, now it will change your practice forever. You're never going back. I mean, you have scanners, guys, right? You have iTero scanners. Would you trade this? Would you? I'm giving you your money back. Are you sending it back?
Never.
No.
And no. even worse than that, if you told my assistants you were taking it away, they would be the first to leave.
Exactly.
I think you bring up a fantastic point too. And in fact, my business partner are talking about that today, because we have a different scanner, one of the very expensive scanners in addition that we bought early in practice to mill our own restorations. And we were like, we'll be in trouble if this thing craps out. And it's getting to be about that age where you're like, any given day is today.
Ooh, the
day.
Crapping out.
And with the cost of money now, with the cost of investment of technology, with financing options in the 10% range for interest, and for Canadian dollars, that's probably like 25%. Yeah. You know, investing in technology is becoming something that you have. I mean, we always thought long and hard about it, but now you really have to say,
you
okay,
really have to discriminate.
If yeah. I'm going to buy this, what is the ROI going to be? And what are the multiple applications in which I'm going to be able to use it for? And you bring up the fantastic point. Like, if all you're looking for is to take the impression, you're missing so much of the opportunity of what scanning technology can do for us in the practice today, with closing treatment, educated conversations with patients, and helping them understand their own oral health condition. And now that's going to be so much more important, because money is more difficult to come by for most practitioners, even in successful practices.
Well, you know, it's kind of like having a gym membership.
Yeah.
That's the way I compare the iTero scanner to. If I have a gym membership that I don't use, I'm going to get fat.
Yeah.
If I have an iTero scanner that I don't use, I'm not going to increase the productivity and the profitability of my office. I hate answering the question on ROI, because the ROI is there to how you use the capabilities of the scanner. If you use all of the capabilities, the ROI is almost immeasurable.
Right.
And the beauty, Chad, is use it is simple. It's not a complicated thing. So you're talking about another scanner. I have a Cerec in my office, right? So I have the latest version of Cerec. It's much harder to use.
Yep.
Much more complicated, much more fussy to use than the iTero scanner. The learning curve is like this. All you have to do is understand what it does, and then use it.
Exactly.
And then the magic will happen.
Or use it and figure out what it does.
Yeah.
Because you know what? The more you stop doing this and look at this with me. It's going to open your eyes, and your patients are going to be wowed by it.
Yeah. No more get my pad and a pen.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then when I draw it too,
a mirror, fat Sharpie and a white piece of paper, right, Jeff?
And every time I draw a tooth, it looks like a butt. And I'm like, I'm really sorry. It's not a butt. I do the whole, and I do the two cuts.
And then the next thing I know, I'm apologizing.
So I'm like, I'm really sorry. It's like a rendition. Yeah. It's just pretend for a second it's a tooth, you know?
Hello, this is Tooth Time with JB.
Yeah, right.
Would you like to do some drawings? This is a bum.
You're looking at my bum.
No one's asking for me to sign any paintings that I've ever done. No.
No? Okay.
No.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and say this has been one of our best shows. It was so great. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. It was my best show ever.
Well, hey, where can we see you speak? I mean, for those out there that are wanting to learn more about Invisalign, you didn't take the bait earlier, so I'll just go ahead and throw it out to you.
No, I'm going
to
be in Toronto December 1st, and I'm also going to be in Montreal. I'm going to be in Montreal in 2 weeks, so just watch the Invisalign doctor site, and you'll see where I'm speaking in education tab. You'll see where I am, and then I was in Vancouver the last 2 weekends, which that was great. Vancouver and Victoria, I say hi to all my British Columbians friends. That was amazing. But and then it's going to be Christmas, mm-hmm. right? So we're going to do snowboards during Christmas. That's what's going to happen. And then January, February, we'll see.
Well, it's funny. We had a question from a guest, and it said, I'm sorry, but I, for reasons unknown to many, I cannot travel across the border. Do you have any programs in the continental United States not near an elementary school? So are you going to be speaking in the U.S. anytime, Dr. Poirier?
Yeah, we're going to be traveling in the United States. I'm going to be traveling with Dr. Reinhardt with the CLEAR Institute in 2024 in the United States for sure. We're just trying to get our ankle bracelets removed. And then we're fine. We're just gonna. I mean, we'll keep it posted. Just follow theclearinstitute.com, and you'll get all the infos on us coming to United States and speaking bad English.
Well, hey, let's please keep in touch. I'd certainly like to shake your hand and meet you in person.
This has
sometime.
Been great.
Right, that'd be great. That'd be great.
And were you in?
Anytime you want to invite me over, really
were
fun.
You in Costa Rica a few years back? For the globe, yes. So you yes. were there while we were there. I don't remember yes. meeting you.
Yeah. Yeah, he probably doesn't remember the three jackass restorative dentists that came over and stole each other's shirts. Yeah, Jeff and Lou Graham and I were there, and we had a wonderful time. But, you know, we're going to ask you to do something different than you've probably been asked before. But since we've come to the close of our show and we've been honored to have you, we would like you to say good night and come see us again to our guests in maybe a little bit of Canadian French.
Mm. Oh, parfait. Alors, merci beaucoup de m'avoir invité à ce merveilleux podcast. Je vous souhaite tous une excellente soirée et une bonne nuit. À la prochaine. So that's it.
That yeah, I'm going to say whatever he said, I'm on board.
Somehow I think he just voted the three of us off the island and he took over the show. And we'll never know.
No. I was absolutely appropriate. I swear.
Thank you very much to Align Technology.
Thank you, guys. Good night, everybody. Thank you again.
Really appreciate
good
you.
Night.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you, Doc.
Good night.
Hey, Dinks, that's it for today. Just wanted to say thank you for being a part of Dentists in the Know. You know, dentistry is an amazing profession, but it's more rewarding when you're in the know.